perhaps the other way. Absolutely useless. It's the research that kills the writer, I always say.
Gerald!
How about higher up? Oh, nothing there either. Come in! Actually, I should say research nowadays.
Let me in!
Very disappointing. Yes, coming! Coming! What's the matter with her arms paralysed?
Oh, hello, darling. How marvellous the tea. What's up, arms paralysed?
Just take the tray.
Right, yes, by all means.
It weighs a ton, that thing.
Oh, doesn't it, though? Must be the cake.
Mind the cat.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Not you.
Could you move the books?
I keep saying we'll get rid of that.
You can't call a cat that. Besides, I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. Yeah, please, move the books.
Get rid of this black and white cushion. It's no good with a black and white cat. It's confusing. These books?
Please.
The coffee table books. Off the coffee table?
That is what I thought, darling, yes. I mean, my idea, roughly, was that if I am waiting to put this tray down...
It's heavy, isn't it?
Then by moving the books...
Especially if you're standing out there in the hall with it, yelling, let me in, and booting the door with hot tea pouring over your wrist, and your husband working his way through Mr. Churney's 1001 exercises...
Diana!
Oh, should I move these books? Then you could put the tray down. How are your arms? Are they paralysed at all?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very comical. That's all right now, is it? Now that you've got your own back for being kept waiting 5 seconds while I was doing research. I'll have mine strong, please. I feel weak.
I think we have to say research nowadays.
I think there is a dispute about that.
Yeah. That's as strong as it comes with only 2 bags.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yes, I think we're about even on that.
On what?
Tray holding.
Oh, good.
Not on the other, though.
2 bags for 2, 2 bags for 3.
I didn't much care for that.
Really? Oh, mine's all right. Perhaps I got one of the bags. No, there's nothing here.
That isn't what I meant.
Very amusing, really.
Oh, if you think so.
You remember how we used to despise the tea bag in France, places like that? And we saw it coming with its little labels fluttering? Mon Dieu, we would say, wouldn't we, and so on.
I meant the cake.
And a pint jug of boiling hot milk, and now here we are using lay tea bags in the comfort and security of our own home, and it seems perfectly... I beg your pardon?
The cake!
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I might as well. No, I'll do it. Just a small slice. No point in asking for trouble. But you still can't get them in China, you know. In China tea, I mean. Yeah, this isn't at all bad for a shop cake. Bit sticky. Chinese tea bags. They don't have bags in China.
Only short blue ones.
Do they really?
Yes, really, with lampshade hats. And when you talk about the tea tray being heavy because of the heavy cake, and not bad but a bit sticky for a shop one, you may like to know that it was an hour out of my life.
You should have taken the car.
And I simply feel entitled to make the point that I don't stand over the kitchen table separating the yolks from the whites and whisking to a stiff consistency and up to the biceps in baking powder and basilica to have it compared with one of those round lumps you always leave at the bottom of cement buckets.
Yes, I see. Oh, dear. I suppose there's nothing on TV. Darling, I do apologise. You know, it really is absolutely delicious.
It had better be.
Light as a feather.
Good.
Not sticky like the shop ones.
I meant angelica, not basilica.
Oh, it's just as good. No, honestly, better, in fact. Gives it a sort of, well, who wants cake with basilica in it? All colonnades and marble slabs. Darling, I'm terribly sorry.
It's all right. More tea?
Yes, darling, thank you very much. The thing is, I'm so worried about this piano tuner.
More cake?
No, thanks. You remember I recommended you to make your hero a piano tuner in your next book. Try for the common... Oh, sorry, yes, please. Yes, give me a huge slice. I said try for the common touch. Get away from the aquiline interior decorators.
Which book was that?
Was it The Passionate Nose? Rose, I mean. You know, this cake is absolutely marvellous. Well, I know you didn't use him, and, well, that was up to you, of course, entirely. I mean, if you felt more at home with a clean-limbed designer of furniture and Korean basketwork. So I thought you wouldn't mind if I had him in my book. Would you? Well, anyway, he's there. I told you the title, didn't I? It's not bad, actually. It's called... oh, God. It's called Who... excuse me. It's called Who's Coppin?
Yeah, ask a silly question.
What?
Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Swallowed a bit of basilica.
Majolica.
Angelica. Oh, it's a lovely cake.
I got it out of Miss Beaton.
Oh, I bet she feels better.
Oh, shut up. Don't eat any more. Leave it.
Darling, you'd let me do that?
I'm leaving mine.
Yes, I noticed. I was worried.
Why?
I thought you were saving it for me. No, the point is, he's a completely minor character, only appears in Chapter 6. What they call in the theatre a vinaigrette.
That's a way of doing avocados.
Exactly. But on the other hand... Oh, is it? Oh, well, never mind. On the other hand, vitally important to the plot, because it all turns, it pivots, you might say, on what door they come in. Is it a trade or a profession, piano tuning? Now, that's what I'm researching, more or less, and that's what I would very much like your advice upon.
Oh, of course. On two conditions.
But of course.
Number one, tell me what you're talking about.
Haven't I done that?
Not in simple language that a lady novelist can understand.
Well, you remember the last time Mr. Milbank came and went like this all morning?
Oh, I do indeed, but you don't.
I know that. Isn't that why I'm asking? What do you mean you do indeed, but I don't?
Only that you were out writing in your author's type secluded garden chalet and never heard a note. I was writing upstairs in the house getting my eardrums pierced for 2 hours. It was Thursday.
Ah, you do remember. Good.
About a month ago.
Excellent.
Can't be as excellent as that. So funny, about a Thursday.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I was thinking of that jeweller's shop in Biddeford.
I don't always follow your thought process.
You know, with the card on the counter saying, ears pierced while you wait. And I said... Don't people sometimes want to leave them and come back later? And then he said, oh no, it only takes a minute. Very, very funny.
Darling.
Yes, darling?
You'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Any time, you know that.
Do I take it we're off piano tuners now?
No, not at all.
Because I could be getting on with something useful. I'm stuck in my banqueting scene, Chapter 4.
Well, I'll unstick you. No, really, but in a minute. Look, if you'll just clear up Mr. Milbank first. Did he come to the front door or the back? I mean, if it's the back, he saw the corpse. If it's the front, he didn't. It's the sort of thing I have to be accurate about or never receive the Crime Club's Silver Dagger Award and a slap-up dinner at no cost but buying my own ticket.
Actually, I'm not even in the banqueting scene yet, but they're driving to it at the end of Chapter 3.
Yes, yes, well, later. Now, front or back?
But if they don't get to the banquet in Chapter 4, I can't call the book Love in a City.
Why not?
Well, it's a city banquet.
I didn't mean to ask that.
I thought at the Guildhall, or at the very least the Mansion House.
Which door?
The front, of course.
Damn. And he never sees the body.
After all, they are the personal guests of the Lord Mayor. You couldn't have them sneaking round the back, could you? In their white ties and tiaras. In any case, what I really need...
Diana, darling.
Is...
Wife of my heart, sharer of my joys and sorrows, beloved twit. Mr. Milbank, we are talking about the piano tuner.
What I really need is to go to a banquet and see. What? Oh, yes. No, I don't know which door. I'm sorry. It was the Thursday. Mrs. Gurney let him in the Weekly Daily.
Hell! Well, I'm really in trouble. When does she come again?
She came this morning.
Oh, yes, wouldn't she just? So, I am stuck on page 92 for a week. Hopeless.
I'll get on then.
Yes. What I thought was, you see, if this thing was out of tune, which it isn't, we could get him to come and tune it.
Who do we know in the city?
Well, I could lie in wait and watch which.
Didn't you tell me you had a fan letter from a sheriff? Watch which what?
Watch which door.
And he said he could get us invited to a banquet any time. In fact, didn't he actually invite us?
But obviously you can't ask a piano tuner to come and tune an in-tune piano. Not just to see which door he comes to.
I suppose you couldn't come to this one, could you?
No. He has to come to this one anyway, because this is where the piano is. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. You're not holding that heavy tray all this time.
Thank Thank you. What did you do with it?
Just opened it.
What did you do with the invitation?
What
Who's talking about invitations? Yes, well, there you are. Apparently she was talking about invitations. They don't always make themselves clear, these romantic novelists. Comes of putting those rows of dots at the end of bedroom scenes. At the beginning of bedroom scenes, actually. Now, where is that letter from the sheriff? You know, I'm going to get myself an executive desk one of these days. Totally empty, except for a buzzer console. Still, I could empty this one a bit, I suppose. Who wants a busted light meter on his desk? Do just as much good in a bottom drawer. Also, a bunch of about 99 assorted keys. 2 old typewriter ribbons, safely back in their boxes. People think writers aren't organised, but I'll bet even your average business efficiency experts don't re-box their old ribbons against a rainy day. Not that I've ever used one yet, but you never know. What's all this under here? 1 hole-punching machine. Or what does it say? Lightning perforator. Never used that either. Never needed to perforate any lightning. Always thought it worked the other way around, to be honest. 3 little tin... What in the hell are these? Ah, there's a message. Williamson's Flame-Right Wick Cleaner. What appalling spelling you get. F-L-A-Y-M. Oh. Well, I suppose they could go straight into the fireproof waste bin. Good. Now we're getting down to the more ancient strata. Festival of Britain Crown Peace, 1951. Inscription round the edge. By the industry of its people shall the nation flourish. Send it to British Leyland or somebody? No, into the bin. No. Hang on. Make it the drawer. Five bob, after all. Well, it's 25p. What about those 3 flame rights on second thoughts? Supposing we've still got a paraffin heater somewhere. First power failure, we could just need those. Anyway, I better ask the lady of the house. Now, what the... Hello, the telephone's been nicked. Yeah, no, it hasn't. How do you suppose they get under Bibles upside down and open at Leviticus 19? When did I last consult Leviticus 19? Couldn't have been when I was writing Thicker Than Water. Perhaps it was... Ah, hello. Is that the lady of the house?
I'm cooking. What is it?
Oh, good. What is it?
What?
What are you cooking?
Casserole.
For tonight?
And tomorrow night. What do you want?
You know, that is amazing.
It's a very simple recipe.
No, I mean the coincidence.
Don't tell me you're cooking one out there.
Leviticus 19, verse 6. I just happen to be reading it. you never believe this. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it.
Didn't I say that? Oh, look, I can't spend all evening on
the same day ye offer it. It says here. Also on the morrow.
Fine, also on Saturday.
Ah, no, hang on, I haven't finished. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire.
Well, that's up to you. It could be either that or pilchard.
Verse 7. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable, and it shall not be accepted. I call that amazing. When you think my publisher won't have a coincidence at any price, made me rewrite 2 whole chapters of Dead Sea Fruit just because Inspector Boone was on holiday at Bognor when the corpse came floating in. And here we are with Moses on about casseroles and you cooking one. Don't you agree? Diana? Diana?
Are you there? I didn't hear any of that. I had to look in the up.
Never mind. Do you want any wick cleaners?
Is that Mr. Gable?
No, it's still me, Gerald.
But in the bath?
Yes. Yes, he's just come outside of his monkey puzzle. We've got 3.
Not when I was last in the garden. Look, if you don't want the supper to be abominable...
3 wick cleaners. Does anybody want them? Things for cleaning wicks.
Well, how about the sheriff?
He's out with a posse. What?
I thought you were looking for the sheriff's invitation.
Look, if we haven't any heaters, I'll throw them away.
You do that.
You don't want them, then?
No, goodbye.
Well, as long as you don't suddenly start yelling, where are they? Like that town plan of Hilversum I tore up. And next day you were rummaging around here all morning because your heroine was eloping with a Dutch racing motorist and you needed some street names to give very similar.
Just want to get it right, that's all.
Yes, I do see that. Can I have the pepper, please? But if you can't write about a banker without going to one, where's your imagination?
It doesn't need any.
Then why call him the sheriff?
It doesn't need any pepper. I put it in the cooking.
Well, I think I'll have some there.
Oh, here.
Thank you, darling. Look at Robinson Crusoe. I mean, what's his name who wrote it? That's you!
Good going time.
No. Began with an F. Daniel Defoe. I wrote all that stuff about being shipwrecked on in the that's you in the Pacific and never being nearer to a desert island than Upper Thames Street.
Drink some wine backwards.
Isn't that for hiccups?
With desert islands, nobody's been there to check. Banquets are different.
Ah, that's true. You don't get the goatskin umbrellas.
And people go to banquets all the time.
Footprints in the sand.
And they know all about them.
Riding ostriches with blinkers on.
You're around Threadneedle Street and all round there. You can't move after dark for aldermen getting out of Rose Bentleys in gold chains and silk knickers.
Ah. That seems to work quite well.
It was Swiss Family Robinson.
How do you mean?
Who rode ostriches? It was in the Swiss Family Robinson.
That's you! Oh, damn.
Perhaps you want a cold key down your back.
Yes, I think that's for bee stings.
Do you know, thousands of readers would be on to me if I got a banquet wrong. Members of the Fish Rights Company.
You mean the wheelmongers? Anyway, what about all those murders in my books? I get away with those and I've practically never killed anybody.
Well, that isn't the same.
Hmm.
You don't get a lot of complaining letters from people who have. Telling you where you went wrong.
Oh, hell.
On Parkhurst notepaper. Shall I get a blue bag and hold it to the affected part?
All right, it's the artichokes.
It's parsnips.
Whatever they were.
It just proves my point, actually. Have you finished eating?
Very much.
I'll tell the maid she can clear them. It just proves it. Supposing one of my characters gets hiccups at the banquet. Could I have your plate, please?
Sorry.
Thank you. No, not so as I have to put my thumb in the mustard. Turn it round.
Oh, yes.
I didn't say you had to put yours in it. I mean, what happens? Does he just go on hiccupping through the Lord Mayor's speech, or is he rushed out by men with maces? I just don't know. And if you can't find the invitation from your friend the sheriff and haven't even tried to, as far as I know... I mean, what am I...
With many grateful thanks, yours ever sincerely. Good. Many grateful thanks. I hate that. Thanks are grateful, no need to say so. Still, I don't suppose your average sheriff worries about that. Just append the signature. Yes. I wonder if Somerset Maugham kept a lot of old ballpoints of a coffee tin. I wasn't asking you. You're not supposed to be in here anyway. Get your nose out of it. There's nothing to eat in there. Now, go on, get off. Yes, that looks a good one. Now then, nice flourish. Gerald C. Potter. Yes, I suppose he won't mind it in red. Very right wing, these city people. Now then, envelopes. Who put all these keys in here? Ah, here we are. What happened was, she couldn't have been more wrong about my not finding the invitation. With a fan letter attached in the usual form. I am not in the habit of writing fan letters, but because I did find it. Yes, you can listen if you like. And it was another strange coincidence, you see, because I just found it filed in my easy find file, EEZY, under household accounts miscellaneous, with my letter saying no banquet thanks owing to my tail suit having gone to Oxfam, which I had omitted to post. The letter, that is, when the sheriff's deputy came on the phone. I'd say a redhead in big round glasses, and said that she was rubbish underpants and Cartwright, and she couldn't trace my reply to Mr. Cartwright's invitation for Wednesday week. Yes, well, I was very quick onto that. Full marks for presence of mind. We got quite matey about the disgusting unreliability of the post office. I said I'd got my copy letter here, accepting with deep joy, and I would most certainly send another one, with many grateful thanks. With many... Great. Oh, damn. Envelopes. H. Mansfield Cartwright-esque. Not that I wanted to go. I mean, useless for my purposes. The chances of sitting next to a piano tuner at a Lord Mayor's banquet and being able to ask him... I'm so sorry, was that your ear? Well, I did tell you to move off a bit. But I was disappointed in Mrs. Potter. I thought she'd be delighted. Never said a word. Well, at least not to me. She was on the phone to the hairdressers in half a second flat. Then it was the manicures and ringing up to tell the girls. And now she's been inside her sliding cupboard of haute couture for about 3 days. And enough ropes of pearls on the dressing table to climb out of the window in case of fire. E. C. 3. B. 9. T. Q. Right, just check that. E. C. 3. B. Ah, what on earth is that?
Look.
Oh, hello. Frightened me to death.
Oh, well, that's what you think of it,
huh? No, I don't. Look, come inside, quick.
I don't want to come inside. I could see through the window you were busy talking to yourself. I just want you to look.
And I don't want old George Giebel looking. Standing out there in your negligee, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he'll trim a hole in the hedge, especially. I told you he's doing it. Now come in here.
Oh, right. It isn't a negligee. It's the whole thing. What do you think?
I think absolutely legitimate thoughts. Speaking as a legal husband, it looks like the Dance of the Seven Veils with 6 down and 1 to go.
Do you think it's a bit...
No, of course not, darling, not at all. Not if you don't bend too low over the turtle soup. Whose is it, Hardy Amos?
Very nearly.
Sorry?
It's Amy Hardy's, by an odd coincidence. Up the road where I play bridge, you know. She got it to draw the raffle prizes at the Fireman's Ball, you remember? We were there.
That's right, yes. Some of them were so overcome they nearly fitted their breathing apparatus. Look, I'll put my jacket over you and get you back to the house. Old Giebel will have climbed his monkey puzzle by now, trying to get a decent look. Or rather... It's a funny thing about women. Well, one of them. One of the things, I mean. Borrowing each other's clothes like that. You don't get it with men, stepping in and out of each other's trousers all the time. On the other hand, women won't hire clothes. They'd rather go naked. Completely, I mean. But with men... Well, look at your average Buckingham Palace garden party. It's got 3,000 of them wearing other people's trousers and hats they have to carry all the time because they don't fit. And the same with Lord Mayor's banquets, except that they don't have the hat problem. The only people who wear hats at Lord Mayor's banquets, apart from the Lord Mayor, and even he doesn't eat in it, are the city officials. They have fur ones, like upended muffs. Oh, well, I suppose the halberdiers are also hatted, and the pikemen... and trumpeters of the Honourable Artillery Company. I didn't learn all this by going to the banquet, by the way, because we never got there, largely owing to my wearing other people's trousers. And in case that's not entirely clear, I'd better fill you in slightly. As a matter of fact, my tail suit, or the well-known hire firm's tail suit, wasn't half bad. But after about 10 years in the simple dinner jacket, I'd forgotten the complications of white ties.
I must say, they were words I never expected to hear from a man.
I thought I was very restrained. I only said who invented the bloody backless waistcoat and why the hell couldn't they...
Oh, I didn't mean those. Hook me up, darling.
Not while I'm driving. Besides, I thought I had hooked you up, darling.
So you had, darling. Thank you.
What there was to hook?
You're going too fast. Road narrows, it says.
I have eyes, thank you.
Yeah, and hooks. Perhaps he's rushing in yelling, hook me up, darling.
I can get in before then.
The ends of your waistcoat dangling like spaghetti. There's another one behind.
Blast them. Juggernauts from Genoa, and they think they own the A23. Move over!
And your tie under your ear and your collar back to front. And your dicky sticking out.
Please.
Your safety belt's not fastened.
Probably not the only thing.
Well, I'll do it. Where's the end?
Steady on, woman. You're undoing my braces.
Well, you're sitting on it, then. Lift your seat up.
It doesn't lift.
Your seat!
Here we go. We can take him.
Look out behind!
Yes, well, I expect you'd like an epilogue, wouldn't you? Like the streets of San Francisco. It was the streets of Thornton Heath where it actually happened... And instead of 14 police cars converging on us with sirens, one constable came up with a bicycle. He said we were lucky, and we went along with that. Of course, I always think it's better to be hit from the back. I was doing good time, and I don't suppose the aggregate collision speed was more than 10 miles an hour. Anyway, what's an offside rear wing knocked off and all your lights gone, and an egg-shaped back wheel when you stepped in the wreckage unharmed? And your wonderful wife persuades a truck driver in broken Italian that it was all his fault. It was a bit maddening when we got home, finding the banquet was on TV, so we needn't have tried to get there anyway. But Diana took lots of useful notes, even with a sprained wrist. Didn't spot anyone with hiccups, but you can't have everything. And we did have that astounding piece of luck with the taxi man who drove us back from the accident. We really hired him to drive us on to the banquet, until we saw him and his taxi. Well, I suppose you don't get a lot of chauffeur-driven Rolls Bentleys around Thornton Heath, and I quite understood her feelings.
This is London. Midnight 30, Greenwich Mean Time.
But darling, come to bed.
News about Britain.
All right, I'm coming.
The unofficial strike of small basket weavers and handle fitters.
Shut up. I switched your blanket off.
No, really, darling, I quite understood your feelings.
Good.
Did you? Oh, well, that means it's on again, because I just switched it off. There.
Feelings about what?
Well, about not sweeping up to the Guildhall in a beaten-up old 1952 Morris Minor, driven by a long-haired goon in a porridge-coloured pullover with holes in it.
Yes, I know. But what a coincidence about his father being a piano tuner.
I know. Ah, lovely bed. And feeling we could ask him which door. I mean, you couldn't really ask a piano tuner, but a piano tuner's son is all right somehow.
Yes, I know. And how lucky we were talking about it. Mm. So that he could chip in and say, my dad's won, just like that.
If it had been a Rolls Bentley, he couldn't have
chipped in unless we'd wound down the glass partition first.
It's terribly lucky, really.
Mm. Not to mention we might have been killed.
Yes. Oh. Turned out very well, really.
Mm, yeah. Well, I can get on with my page 92 tomorrow, and you can do your banqueting chapter. As seen on TV. Good night, darling. I thought you were wonderful with the truck driver. I wasn't too bad with the cab driver. Giving him the third degree on piano tuners like that. Lucky he used to go around with his dad as a boy, handing him his thumb screw while he went ding, 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 ding. There's only one thing there, darling. Diana? Oh, well, it would only keep her awake all night worrying for me. All the same, I cannot remember, damn it, whether he said the front door or the back door. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.